Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied in which the direction is headed?
Somewhat satisfied in the direction it's headed.
Okay. So I'm somewhat satisfied.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you, okay? First topic, crime and violence from 0 to 10. How would you feel?
I'll say a 7.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Democracy.
A 10.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
Jobs and wages, that's a 10, important.
Okay. Healthcare?
A 10, very important.
Okay. Abortion rights?
How important it is to me? I'd say an 8, I guess.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
A 10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
A 10, that's important.
Okay. Voting rights.
A 10.
Housing rights.
Housing rights?
Yes, ma'am.
A 10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
That's important. A 10.
Student loan debts.
A 10.
Okay. Immigration.
Maybe a 7.
Okay. Climate change.
A 8.
Okay. And kindergarten through 12th grade education.
A 10.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But if it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
A 10.
Okay. Thank you. What is your race?
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your year of birth? Just the year.
1944.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate degree.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you the most? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you the most.
I'd say a 9.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter to you the most, to your community? Please rate from of the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you the most. From 0 to 10, how do you feel?
I'd say an 8.
Okay, thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate so. Okay? First person, Josh Shapiro.
I'd say a 9.
Okay. Bob Casey.
A 9.
J.D. Vance.
A 3.
Okay. John Fetterman.
I'd say a 9.
Okay. Sherelle Parker.
A 10.
Okay. Larry Krasner.
A 10.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Democrat, Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I know it's a long wave, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden, Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make a difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you. Okay. The first one, the system is racist and not built to support black people. Second one, politicians don't push policies that specify benefit black people. The issue that matters to me are never on the agenda. Politicians don't keep their promise. There's not enough outreach to people like me or other. Do you want me to read them again?
Yeah. Okay. And what am I supposed to select?
Top 3 reasons that apply to you. I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Okay, so first reason, the system is racist and not built to support black people. Politicians don't push policies that specify benefit black people. The issue that matters to me are never on the agenda. Politicians don't keep their promise. There's not enough outreach to people like me or other.
Okay, there's not enough outreach to people like me or other, and I think it was number two.
Okay, politicians don't push policies that specify benefit black people.
Yes, that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we have the system is racist and not built to support black people. Then we have the issue that matters to me or never on the agenda, and politicians don't keep their promise.
Politicians don't keep their promise.
Okay, thank you. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree or neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the following statement? The statement reads out, most people will take advantage of you if you let them. Do you strongly agree? Agree? Neither agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, somewhat agree. I'm sorry. Somewhat agree?
Yes.
Or just, okay, well, we have strongly agree or strongly disagree or agree.
Agree,
okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you, okay? These are just a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference, okay? First factor, if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians. Second one, if I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business money, tax credit, and home equity discounts on one website or app. If there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, for example, more polling places and mail-in voting. If there were black leaderships or organizations that held the government accountable to the black community, or if black people had more money and resources.
And what am I supposed to agree, you said?
These are just the list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. Top three of your choice.
Mm-hmm. I'd say three out of the four. I wouldn't say that more polling places.
Okay. Okay, so take that one out, and then, there's five out of here. So we have, if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, then we have, if I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business money, tax credit, and home equity discounts on one website or app.
That would be number two.
Okay. Then we have, if there were black leaderships or organizations that held the government accountable to the black community, or if black people had more money and resources.
If there was a group that held the government responsible.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right, next question. Below is a list of some policies that, if implemented, would empower black communities by ensuring our elected officials represent our community. Experience and priorities after each one. Please indicate how much you feel that each policy would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your policy would strongly motivate you to vote. A 5 means that you are not sure. And 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number between from 0 to 10. Okay? First statement here, the policy here. No matter what party is in control, sometimes life does not get better for many of us in the Black community. But as Nipsey Hussle said, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to take 10. Change can take a long time, but it does not happen, but it does happen. Our votes are our leverage. If they don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure they're out of a job. From 0 to 10.
I'd say 8.
Okay, thank you. Next, sometimes it feels like politicians make promises that they never keep, but we hold the power to demand accountability and push for change in our communities. Mayor Sherelle Parker's $6.3 billion budget is a step forward, funding more police officers, better streets, improving public transit, and cheaper neighborhoods. We're not just voting, we're keeping receipts. If politicians don't follow through, we'll show them the door. From 0 to 10.
I'd say a 10.
Okay, thank you. Next factor. It's easy to doubt government promises, but our strength can secure resources. Governor Shapiro is offering $10.5 million in federal grants for small, diverse businesses affected by COVID-19. Grants range from $2,500 to $10,000. Stand with us. Our involvement is crucial. It's our duty to take advantage of these resources. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. Last one. They want us to believe nothing gets better, so we don't vote. But we can hold our leaders accountable and demand real changes. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate Democrat took a big step forward, passing key police reform bills. Senate Bill 459 requires police to maintain detailed records of use of force incidents. Our community's future is at stake. If they don't step up, we'll vote them out and find someone who will. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you.
How many more questions?
We're at 70, 80%. A couple more. These are short, okay? Thank you for your response. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay? Please answer on how you feel. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you the most? Please rate from the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you the most. From 0 to 10.
I'd say 8.
Okay. All right. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter to you the most, to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. From 0 to 10.
I'd say 8.
Okay. Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long ways off, and sometimes some things come up that prevent people from voting. But if it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay, thank you. All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Are you a partner or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Hispanic origin?
No.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. And if in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Would you consider yourself, how would you describe your employment status?
I'm retired.
Okay. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I'd say about $35,000.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. What is your present religion?
Christian.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week? Once or twice a month?
Usually once a week.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. That concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation, okay?
All right.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.